I did a really dumb thing this week. My husband Chris was coming home from a work trip, and it was Thursday night, and I think it was Thursday. Anyway, it was cold. It's been cold all week, and I wanted the house to be warm and welcoming. So I had dinner ready, and I cleaned up, and I decided to light a fire in our fireplace, which, as you guys know, for us Floridians, it's a kind of a rare event, right? So I found one of those fire logs in the garage, and I put it in the fireplace, and I lit it up well, and I forgot to open the flue. Luckily, Chris got home fairly quickly, but already by the time he got home, we had the smoke alarms worked very well, by the way. And we have two different smoke alarms. We have a carbon monoxide detector as well, which also works great. So we had double alarms going. And then, it being freezing out, we had to lock the cats away and open all the doors and windows. But that didn't stop the alarms. So then Chris, having already opened the flue and burned his arm in the process, he poured water on the log and then got some tongs and had to bring it outside, which of course made the smoke in the house worse for a while. Anyway, the whole evening ended up being a disaster. I wanted a warm, welcoming home. What I ended up with was a freezing, toxic home. But the intention was good. Today we celebrate the Epiphany. It's technically on Tuesday, but I didn't think you guys could come back in the morning on Tuesday. The Epiphany is the day we celebrate the arrival of the wise men. They were called magi. Magi is plural. The singular is magus, which is the name of a Zoroastrian priest, a magus. Zoroastrianism, as some of you may know, is an ancient monotheistic religion, and their priests were very cosmic. They looked in the stars for signs. Zoroastrianism began around the Persian area, modern-day Iran, and there are still some in Iran and some in India. It was not until the English translation, the King James Bible, that we've started calling them wise men. And they gave three gifts when they arrived at Jesus, so we thought there were three of them. I guess we thought each person carried a gift, but there's no indication of how many of them there were. There could have been two, there could have been 20. But we know that through the centuries, we began to believe that they were wise, and so we put that into the translation. And I want to be wise like them, because they found God, and I want to find God. Don't you want to find God? I mean, that's the purpose of human life, and they did a pretty good job. So I want to say, what does it take to be wise like those guys? And there, I believe, are four key steps to wisdom. And the first one is, we've got to open the flue. And I don't mean just technically in our house. When we shut the doors of ourself, when we become self-absorbed, we become toxic. When we don't look up at the stars, when we don't open ourselves up to the outside world, when we become worried about how we're doing or what we're doing or if we're making enough money or if people like us or how our relationships are going, if we get completely absorbed in the self, It's really a recipe for toxicity and misery. And yet our culture makes us think that's the answer. Just take care of yourself all the time. But literally, it will trap you. And the harder it is to focus on other things when your life is hard, when you're sick or suffering or worried about things, it becomes harder not to focus on the self. But open up the flu and look up at the stars. Otherwise, your life will not be fulfilled. The second thing that these guys did that was so wise, and that is so counterintuitive, is that they traveled in the dark. They didn't know where they were going. They were trying to follow God's light, not their own direction, God's light, which means they had to travel in the dark and look. It means they had to admit that they didn't know where to go. They were looking. They were seeking. But in order to seek, we've got to first say, we don't know the way. We need a Savior. It's scary to walk in the dark. It's scary when we can't see the path ahead. We prefer to make strategic plans and decide where we're going to be in 10 years and 20 years because it's less terrifying. But becoming wise means realizing that God does know more than we do. That in fact, we don't know much at all. I had a friend who was a biologist at Yale, a professor, very, very wise. And he had this saying. He said that knowledge and learning is a lot like cutting down the trees in a forest. When you first start learning, you cut down just a few trees, and the circumference of the unknown is very small. That's why, like a 9-year-old, they think they know everything. But he said the more you learn and study, the more trees you cut down in the forest, and the greater the circumference of the unknown. Now, this man was in his 90s. He had won the Kyoto Prize in biology. The man was brilliant. And he said if he got up in the pulpit, this is what he would do. Because the more he learned, the more he realized how he didn't have a clue about how anything worked. Wisdom is when we say to God, we are small and you are immense. And you may know the way. And we may need to trust you. We may need to be willing to step out into the dark. The other thing we forget about the wise men is that they had to have been really patient. So they opened their flues, they were willing to walk in the dark, but they had to be patient. If you read the gospel carefully, scholars believe that the wise men arrived at Jesus' place about 2 years after his birth. Mary and Joseph are living in a house. They're not homeless. Jesus is not in a manger. In fact, he was probably about 2. And he probably tore through those gifts and spilled all the frankincense and myrrh everywhere. If it took them 2 years to get to the Christ child, that's a long time. I imagine there were nights where it was totally cloudy and they couldn't see any stars. And so guess what they had to do? They had to wait. Just wait. Don't you hate waiting? I hate waiting. Americans, we hate waiting. We're such a fast food nation, and we approach God as if God's a fast food God. Hey, I want this now. But God is the one who formed the mountains and the seas over millennia. And often God's answer happens in a kind of time frame that we don't have reference to. And we have to be patient. Because if we try to solve our own problems on our own timeline, we won't come close to the wisdom that God is unfolding before us. So the wise guys, they waited. And then the wise men made a big mistake, but they learned from their mistake. And I think the fourth and final quality that we need to be wise is to learn from our failures. The wise men went directly to Herod, and they asked him where this Christ child was to be born, because they wanted to worship this Christ child. They went and they trusted the ruler in power without thinking about it. And as a result, Herod killed so many children. I don't think that was part of the plan, myself. I think they thought it would be easier to ask instead of continuing to follow the star. But it was a mistake. And we too need to learn that we cannot put our trust in rulers of this earth, in our government, no matter what age. We have to continue to push it and question. We have to be people who govern ourselves and are conscious of who we are and the decisions that we make. But the wise men learn from their mistake. And when God shows them, they go home by another way. They do it differently. Wisdom is learning and doing it differently. I can only imagine what it was like for them when they finally got there to see that child. We don't know what happens to them after that. They go home. They go home changed. Changed forever. But we do know this, that in a way, these guys from so far away, they became the first disciples, the first followers, the wise men and the shepherds, the locals and the people from far away, because God calls all of us from all over the earth. And they taught us how to follow God's will, how to be wise. Open your flu. Walk in the dark and trust. Have patience. And learn from your mistakes. Thank you, wise guys. Amen.